thanks. Enter his courts with praise. Bring him a shout of joy. Sing of his endless fame. For the Lord is good and his love endures. His love endures forever.
Claire Leslie here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at clairelesley.com. Now, Claire, you're young, all right? So this question dates me. I don't love that, but we'll get to an answer here. Do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Now, I would say it probably was a Justin Bieber album, like My World 2.0. But as far as Christian goes, I loved Family Force 5. I don't know if y'all remember, but Family Force 5, and I wasn't even really like a necessarily an edgy kid. Not saying that edgy people listen to Family Force 5, but it definitely is face melting. If you were to ask me, it's rock.
Yeah, I'm looking them up now, and it's 'cause it's been so long, and
Earthquake.
yeah, Family Force 5 right there. 1993 is when they started. All right, so
Gray
fan.
Button.
Okay, so you were a rocker girl, like
Well, I guess so.
is
I
that what I
kind of
mean?
grew up going, like, we listened to a lot of like radio growing up, like K-Love and Air One, and we would go to their concerts a lot growing up, and Family Force 5, like, I've probably seen them, a handful of times, and I mean, I love them. If they did like a reunion tour, you best believe I would be front row.
Listen, we're gonna fire off some emails and be like, listen, we want Claire to play with you guys. Just do a show. Just be nice to us.
Just
We're
one,
not
please.
asking for much. Family
Yeah.
Force. Just give us
No.
one. All right. With that in mind, we went from being a believer all the way to Family Force 5. Very unfair. Who were your influences growing up?
Oh my goodness. My influences, when I think of like the Christian space, I think Britt Nicole, Jamie Grace. Do you remember Jamie
Yeah, I
Grace?
remember Jamie Grace.
Loved Family Force 5. I also loved a lot of Christian rap growing up.
Yeah.
I was a big Christian rap girl, so like Andy Mineo and
Yeah.
Lecrae. I loved them, KB. But now I would say my influences, I mean, I love any artist that has an amazing sticky melody and harmonies. And then I love whenever, the lyrics, I mean, my goodness, I love whenever it truly touches me, where I'm like, wow, this gave me goosebumps.
Here's the real question. Can you rap? Are you good at it? It's a safe space, yes or no?
I would say like in my bedroom, I feel like I would probably be the best rapper I've ever heard in my entire life. But the moment I step out, I would be a little bit stage, I would be a little bit nervous.
On our day in San Antonio, we're gonna write a rap about those boots, and
Okay, okay.
we're gonna perform it at the boots.
That's a challenge right there.
Just think
Maybe
about it.
there might be some traffic. We might start some traffic. Maybe make the headline news, San Antonio news.
We shut it down. We shut San Antonio down with a rap
Yeah,
at the
yeah.
boots. I'm here
That's so
for it.
great.
We'll see how it goes. All right, with all that in mind. If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, and don't overthink it, just think you get to be there. You get to be present. Anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
I would say two come to mind. Coldplay. I know I'm all over the place right now,
No, I
but
love it. I'm here for it.
Coldplay. I would say Coldplay. I mean, their shows are also so colorful and full of life, and I think bringing like the faith element into it, especially with such a massive audience, that would be, oh my goodness, like a dream come true. But I also love like Taya from Hillsong, the girl that sings Oceans, or also like Elevation Rhythm, Forrest Frank. So pretty much all of those.
All right, so Family Force 5, Coldplay, you at the boots
Yep.
with a rap. We're gonna write a rap with Coldplay.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
Think it'll be good. I think we make this happen. I feel confident.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to pray. Shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King.
no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again, a reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done and everything you do and everything you are, I sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you. You're worthy, you're worthy. With wisdom, power, and love. Oh, forever we sing our God. He's an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Yes, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God, what an awesome God.
Again, we're here with Claire Leslie on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studio. Claire, what's your songwriting process like today?
Oh man. I would say for me, my songwriting process usually looks like I'll have like a song concept or even a song title that comes to mind, and I'll write it in my notes app. And sometimes if I have like a melody idea or even like a song concept, I'll immediately open up my voice message and my voice recording and record it. But now a lot of times I'll usually go to Nashville. So I fly up to Nashville usually once a month and I'll co-write. And if y'all aren't familiar with co-writing, it's a pretty awesome process. But usually for me, it's the artist and then the producer and then a top liner. And the top liner is someone, their job is to help bring like your song concepts and your song titles, bring them to life. They're like the glue, and they're the ones that are, they're like professional songwriters. They don't even have to be professional. I mean, for you guys listening, if y'all are interested in songwriting, you can grab a friend and, you know, if you have someone who plays acoustic or piano, have them come help produce the track for you. But usually I'll walk in the room with an idea and I'll kind of lay it out and say, hey, I have this idea, Passenger Seat, my song Passenger Seat. I wanted to write just a fun, upbeat, like a summer song, that I could jump and sing in the chorus, but it was about surrendering and kind of just like the moment, like the story of whenever I realized, oh my goodness, this is what it feels like to let go of control and give God the wheel, the driver's seat. And I want it to feel how that I feel like how that would feel. And so I think free, I think full of just light and like breath of fresh air and just light. Yeah. And so for Passenger Seat, it's just, I mean, exactly that, free, full of light, and the surrendering feeling of like, I'll let you drive, I'll take the passenger seat. And so the producer will help produce the track, the top liner will help me write the song, and then usually we'll write a song in a few hours, and then we'll record it later, and there you go. It's kind of a crazy process, really.
Bada bing, bada boom. There's a song.
Doesn't mean, though, that they're all
That's right.
amazing.
That's
I'll say, honestly, sometimes 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, you write 10 songs and you're like, well, these are all great. And there's that one that sticks and you're like,
Yeah.
okay, that one's great. But the rest, they're great, but we could probably do better.
Yep.
So
Move on.
it's not like a home run every time.
That's right. That's right.
take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
and she's Claire Leslie on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Claire, I'd like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm so ready.
Let's
I'm
do
ready.
this. All right. What's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food is probably peanut M&Ms.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, I love cotton candy.
Me too. Let's talk for a second. The Dairy Queen. You had have you had the blast from Dairy Queen that's got cotton candy in it? Or DQ?
I think you know what I'll be doing after this.
No, you won't. I'm gonna tell you why. This is gonna hurt your feelings, but you gotta hang on tight. They only do it in the summer.
Of
But next
course.
summer, like after labor, after what is it, Memorial Day, your
Oh.
life is gonna be changed. Forget every other plan we had. We're
We're
going to
going to Dairy
Dairy
Queen.
Cream. I'm telling you, it's my favorite thing in the
It's the
world as far as ice
best.
cream is concerned. Oh man. All right. We got that. We hit the boots.
Okay.
We hit the boots. All right. What color is your toothbrush?
My toothbrush is orange.
In the movie about your life, the Claire Leslie story, what actress would play you?
I would say maybe, is it Florence Pugh? Florence.
Florence Pugh.
People say we kind of look similar. I would say That
Oh, there
person
she is. Yeah, Florence Pugh.
or Hillary
Well, I can see
Duff.
the. I can see Florence Pugh and Hilary Duff. I love Hilary Duff. I'm new to Florence Pugh. If you could be a Marvel character, any of them, which one would you be?
Ooh, I'd love to be Superwoman.
Fair. Favorite board game?
Uh-oh, hot take. I don't really play
You don't
board
like
games that
board
much,
games. What
but
about?
if I did
Yeah.
Monopoly, if I did Monopoly.
All right. No board games, no card games either.
Honestly, I'm
That's
always a
fine.
friend that, well, I like the ones that are like a fun, rapid,
Yeah.
let's keep things going, let's have fun together and
I'm
not
with you.
just
Let's do this. I'm with you. I get it. You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Ooh, I would go back to, I went on a family trip with my family. We went to Nantucket, Massachusetts, and it was the most beautiful sunset. We got sandwiches from this little shop on the beach, and we went to the beach and we threw a frisbee. And I remember we all sat and we ate our sandwiches while the sun was setting. And I think I was probably 16. I don't even know how old I was. But I remember thinking, like, I feel like this is what heaven's gonna be like one day. I would say
Nice.
that. I would say I would go back to that day.
Well, now I want to go to Nantucket. We'll find a DQ there.
I
Forget those
know.
boots. Forget the
I
boots and the
know.
bats. We're going to Nantucket, eating a sandwich and a cotton candy blizzard. What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Ooh, probably Looney Tunes. Oh, Looney Tunes or Little Bear.
Little Bear.
Little Bear.
I don't know Little Bear. I
Little
love some
Bear or
Looney Tunes,
Franklin.
though.
Or Franklin, the little
Franklin.
turtle.
Oh, yeah, I know Franklin. Yep, Franklin Turtle. Little
Here
Bear.
comes Franklin. Here comes Franklin.
We can write a rap about Franklin.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're gonna do in Nantucket now, because we're not going. Forget the
Yep.
boots. DQ
Can't forget.
Nantucket. Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Sleeping in silence.
Oh.
I feel like I need a brown noise. I need like a white noise
Yep.
machine. I'm kind of a diva when it comes to sleeping, where I feel like everyone else, especially on the bus, on the tour bus, they can sleep in silence. But I'm like, man, I need earplugs and a brown noise machine where it's like drowning out everything.
I need some noise too. I'm with you on this. I
I'm
support
a
this.
diva. I'm a diva. What
Well,
can I say?
that make me a diva too? I want to be a
We
diva.
can be divas
We're gonna
together.
be divas in Nantucket with cotton candy blizzards. You guys keep an eye out. That's where you're gonna see me and Claire next. Claire, you've been a ton of fun today on Behind the Tunes. I appreciate you hanging out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, love it. Thank you.
Into the atmosphere, Spirit of God, you're here. You have all authority. I pray over my heart and mind. I am healed by your stripes. Your blood declares that I am free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Boundary line.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.